Yo, what up, what up, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie, Jared, and you're tuned into the Retro Insider Podcast Show, brought to you by the RetroInsider.com. Big shout out to all you new and returning listeners. Thank you so much for checking out the content. Now, I'm doing this two different ways. I'm going to have this recorded video recorded and put up on YouTube. So shout out to all you YouTube watchers, listeners, whatever the case may be. If you like the video, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Help us grow the channel. You know, we bring you all the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for your favorite classic retro sneakers. And shout out to everybody who's listening on the podcast platform. You know, we're available streaming everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, anything you can think of, we're more than likely there. And if not, let us know and we can get there. But anyways, today is a great day. Hopefully you guys are having a great week so far. It's Wednesday. What date is it? October 16, 2019. We're 3 days away from the release of the Air Jordan 10 Seattles. So that's going to be the main topic of today's segment. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. All right, and we're back. Thank you so much once again for being here on the Retro Insider Podcast Show. As I stated, we're going to be talking about how to cop the Air Jordan 10 Retro Seattle Supersonic. So, like I stated, they will be releasing this Saturday, October 19th, 2019. Now, some of you may not be excited about this release, while some of you might be screaming, ready for this release. Reason being, the Jordan 10s aren't the most popular silhouette of the Jordans. However, this is the first time that this particular shoe has been retroed, and it harkens back to a day when the NBA had the Seattle Supersonics. We all know that that franchise moved to OKC, turned into the Thunder, but prior to being the Thunder, the Seattle Supersonics was a team that a lot of people loved. They had players like the Rain Man, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf. I mean, they had players, you know what I mean? It was a good team, fairly decent team. But anyways, the shoe is definitely designed after the Seattle Supersonics. As you all know, the 10 that is going to be releasing next week is pretty much black on the outsole with hints of green. And then on the upper is pretty much white and black. And then I guess on the internal sock liner, we have the green there as well. But to me, I love the 10s. It is a silhouette that's just simple to me. Not a whole lot going on, which is kind of my style. It's kind of an understated design style, right? So that's why maybe some people don't like the sneaker. It's not enough oomph for them. I don't know. Then considering the fact that Michael Jordan retired around the time that this was released, maybe some people just don't have that connection because he didn't really wear these too often in games. But as far as this colorway, hasn't been released since the initial release back in 95, if I'm not mistaken. So quite a bit of time has passed since this shoe is released. Now the retail is going to be $190 for men. And then of course grade school is going to come in at $140. As I'm looking now, it's going to be available pretty much at all the major foot sites: Foot Locker, Foot Action, Champs, of course. Hibbett's getting these. Finish Line, of course. Nike Sneakers will be releasing this on their app at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday. So do the time conversion for your area. As far as predictions, as far as the release, I don't think it's going to be extremely difficult to get. Once again, the 10 isn't the most highly sought after model. However, since it's been a long time since this shoe has released and has never been retroed, some of the OG heads might be going after these a lot heavier than what you suspect. So if you are on the fence about these, I don't want to steer you wrong and say they're not going to sell out, but if you wear a certain size, maybe a smaller size, or maybe even a big size, don't sleep. Just go ahead and cop them, keep them, you know, and if you see that they're kind of lingering around, you might can return them and wait till they go on sale if you want to play that game. But for me, I've been surprised by a lot of recent releases that I didn't think would sell out, and they have. So, yeah, just take it with a however you want to take it, but they will be releasing pretty much first come, first serve. No app reservations, at least not in my area. Some people might do it differently based on the number of stock they get, but where I'm at, it's everything is first come, first serve. So I'm excited about getting this sneaker in to give a detailed look at it. The leather and everything looks fairly nice. I know a lot of reviews have already been posted on YouTube, so go check those out for those other channels. But also, just kind of want to let you guys know, the website will be having a how to cop guide for this particular shoe, which will be up later on this evening. So any links to websites, apps that you need to download to prepare for this release, they will be there on the how to cop guide for the Air Jordan 10 Retro Seattle Supersonics. Now, I like the shoe, but I want to know exactly how you feel about the shoe. And of course, you can do that by hitting us up on Instagram, IG, or Facebook at The Retro Insider or The Retro Insider. If you'd like to talk to me directly, I'd love to hear your voice. And you can do that by clicking in the show's description on the podcast platform that you're using. There is a link where you can send us a 60-second voice message letting us know exactly how you feel about the Air Jordan 10 Retro Supersonics. Are you excited about it? Not really. You can skip it. You couldn't care less. Whatever you feel, let me know. And of course, YouTubers, leave the comments down below. But anyways, that's pretty much it as far as today's segment. Like I stated earlier, I hope you guys are having a great day and hope you have a great rest of the week. Until next time, y'all stay humble and proceed. Take care. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right.